This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 29. Seeing Jesus through the crowd. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 2. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat that the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." This is one of several gospel stories in which we see people approach Jesus in order to help a friend or loved one. So many people had gathered that the house was full. Some were curious. Some were suspicious. Some may even have come to stir up trouble. It was standing room only, and the friends of the paralyzed man couldn't find a way in. Did no one see their need and offer to let them pass through? Perhaps we've all been guilty of that, so focused on our own interests that we can't see the needs around us. The four friends refused to let their friend be overlooked. They decided to lower him through the roof of the house to see Jesus. It had to be an incredible group effort. Jesus saw it too, and he recognized the depth of their faith in going so far to bring their friend to him. Christians have had many opportunities to help others. When natural disasters strike, for example, churches and Christian organizations have mobilized teams to go out and build or repair homes, donate food and clothes, and provide funds where needed. Perhaps you've helped in such efforts, or with community development, or medical clinics. There are needs everywhere. Let's keep our eyes open to see people around us today who need help and may also need to meet Jesus. They are precious to the Lord and well worth our efforts. Pray with me. Father, we get so focused on our own needs that we sometimes fail to recognize people with even greater needs. Give us eyes to see and courage to act in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.